All right, looks like it's 7:42.
We've come out of executive session. You want a roll call for that, Jared?
You move, make a motion?
Yeah, I'm gonna come out of executive session.
Second.
Mr. Wish?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Delson?
Yes.
All right, do you want to read off there?
All right. Kevin Hofstetter's compensation package will result in a 2% increase in the family cost of family living, and he will receive work on Saturday, Sunday, holidays, or in excess of 8 hours the regular day as overtime. He'll receive 10 paid holidays, as same as for the state employees. Sick leave, he'll earn 1.5 days per month, up to a maximum accumulation of 90 days. Severance pay at retirement would be paid 25% of unused sick leave and will be paid at the current regular rate. Vacation, 15 days paid vacation with no accumulation. Health and dental insurance provided to the Wayne County Health Plan, with Kevin paying $14.70 per pay.
Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept all that.
I'll second it.
Mr. Wish?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Delsandro?
Yes. And I move that we increase Scott's pay from $18 to $19 an hour after a successful trial period with him.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Wish?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Delsandro?
Yes.
That's all I got.
Anything else?
Nope. Okay.
All right, I got a call from a guy from Aspen Electrical Aggregation. He wanted to come tonight and speak, and so I told him if he wanted to come, he could. And I believe he's here. And a couple of them, yes, if you guys want to come up and address the board, that's fine.
We're coming up from Columbus, and 71 is back up and snowy. So we appreciate you guys making us some time to come. Basically, you guys have an electricity aggregation program right now through First Energy Solutions. And it's a small percent off, it's a typically high price to compare program. So it's a guaranteed savings, which is nice. The savings isn't huge. Right now, there's opt-out fees. So businesses that want to get out have to pay $25, businesses $50 to get out of the program. What we'd like to do, because First Energy has come out publicly and said that they plan on exiting the retail market within the next 12 to 18 months, we're going around the state all month, the whole first quarter, really helping communities kind of get ahead of this and be prepared for it. Because if that does happen then, and your contract's up May 2018, we want you guys to have an option to have something already secured and in place. So what we'd actually do for you is shop the aggregation suppliers out there, no cost or obligation for you. We'd go out, we would negotiate fixed rates. So it wouldn't be a floating rate. It would be a 1, 2, or 3 year guaranteed fixed rate, no opt-out fees at all for residents or businesses that want to shop on their own. And we would be able to come up with a fresh civic grant for community improvement as well. It'd be pretty sizable, with the market how it is today, being that it's an inverted market, I put some information in there. The one on the left-hand side shows power prices and where they're at today on the forward strips. So it shows the 12-month rolling strip, the 2017 strip, 2018, 19, and 20. The further you go out, the lower the price. That's an anomaly. It's called an inverted market. So to me, that's a huge buying sign to say, hey, we can buy power now at a cheaper price than we can buy it for today. For the future, lock it up, do it. So that's kind of my advice on it, is to be proactive about it, to do something now rather than waiting to see what First Energy does. If your contract's up with them May 2018, you can negotiate terms now for that, and we'd like to be able to do that for you guys on your behalf. We've worked with a lot of communities around. I don't have the list right in front of me of exactly which ones specifically right around here, but we've worked with over 50 communities in the state, and I can provide you with a list. I've actually got it in my email right here. So I'll provide you with references of different municipalities, townships, counties that we've worked with around the state that we've done this with. But right now it's a hot issue. We were up in Massillon last night, yesterday actually, meeting with their safety director. And they're looking at it hard right now. City of Campbell, we assisted on this up Old East Youngstown. We got them under 6 cents, May 2018 start, and got them $100,000 civic grant. So it's definitely a time that I think you guys can seize the opportunity to be able to get something that will bring in greater savings for the community and hopefully get through that civic grant some community improvement as well. Do you guys have any questions that we can answer for you at this point in time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
We have American Electric Power provides the street lighting in Kidron, and those rates just keep going up and up and up. Is this anything that would help us on that?
Is it American, is it AEP throughout the whole township?
No, it's just street lighting in Kidron.
Yeah, that's something I can definitely investigate.
It's AEP in Kidron.
Okay.
And I have Ohio Edison at Lake Harmon.
Okay.
They're both going up, but AEP, American Electric Power, is just, each month it's just up to the point where our assessment didn't cover it the last couple months.
Interesting. You have bills on those then that
yeah.
you could get us?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can review it and check and see if there would be additional savings. It would probably be, it'd have to be, outside of the aggregation program unless we filed two separate filings where we put one for AEP and one for Ohio Ed. So we could look into doing that. If you get me the bills, I'll be able to ask the right people to know, you know, the answers to it. Because frankly, I don't know off the top of my head. I don't want to tell you something that, you know, isn't 100% correct. So I can definitely look into it. I think I get cards too. I don't think I included those.
So that's something we could do or a possibility that we could do that. Because part of the township has Ohio Edison, part
yeah.
of it has AEP,
yeah.
some of it has Oroville.
Okay.
Electric, so
we couldn't do Oroville, we could
yeah.
do Ohio Ed and AEP. It depends on how you guys have it set up right now. I think you only have it set, if I remember properly from looking at your PUCO file, as just the Ohio Edison part. Is that correct or not?
For the aggregation, yeah.
For the aggregation,
yeah.
Okay. So that's another question, that's something that we need to dig into. When we go to dig into all this stuff with the suppliers, with, you know, some guys in the office that do a lot of this stuff on the back end, we'll be able to tell you exactly what we can do for you. The bottom line is there's a big opportunity there. First Energy publicly come out and said, hey guys, we're leaving. You know, we plan on exiting. So if they do that, you know, we want to make sure that the people have something in place that would be good for them. And with the market as it is, like I showed in that graph there, that's from this week. It's a big opportunity. And I think there's a lot of communities around the state that are gonna be making a move. So I think it's an opportune time for you. What other questions can we answer for you guys?
Could you give us a list of who has accepted this program?
Yeah, who's done it through us?
Yes.
Yes, we will definitely provide that. I don't think I put that in there. I put an article on First Energy. I put some information on market-based rates. I don't think I put the community list in there, but I've got it on my email. I can send it over to you guys in the morning. Matt, is that okay if I send
yeah.
it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need our approval to negotiate on behalf of the residents in the township, basically?
Yeah, you wouldn't have to sign a contract with us or anything. It would be you guys passing, if you want to pass a resolution or an ordinance to be able to have us do that, you could. It's up to you, really. But for us to go out, you would actually contract with the supplier. So you would need to pass some sort of resolution or ordinance once we present you with a contract after we shop it. And then you would contract with the supplier. We get paid by them. So there's no transaction between us. We don't work on exclusivity. A lot of consultants do, because then it really locks it up. We want to show you what we can do, a good job for you, and then you'll want to stay, you know, with us and use us in the future. So that's kind of our approach to it.
So there'd be no fee or bill for the township?
No, we get paid by the suppliers, a portion of their margin. You know, they make money and they cut us some of it.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard anything about First Energy pulling out prior, and I haven't had a chance to check into it at all.
I think there was something in the Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, there's something all over. I mean, it's on Bloomberg, it's on anywhere you go. If you Google it, I mean, you'll literally get, hundreds of results. It's all over the place. I believe it was their CEO who came out and said it. The plan is to exit the retail market over the next 12 to 18 months. Retail market, it's got to include aggregation. Either way, your contract's going to be up with them. Sorry to interrupt. Either way, your contract's up with them. So in May 18th, and I'll double check that as well. You know, we'll double check everything on the back end. So you'll have an opportunity at that point to do whatever you guys want. If you feel that a secured rate with no opt-out fee and a fresh grant is a good way to go, go with us, regardless of whether or not First Energy is going to be there in the future.
If we didn't do anything and it runs out in May of 18, does that mean everybody ends up paying the opt-out fee?
Would you have to pay the opt-out fee?
Yeah.
If you just didn't do anything and you let your aggregation certificate expire,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be done. The residents, it would expire. Mm-hmm. The agreement with First Energy would expire. What we're trying to do is help you get ahead of that so you don't get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, where, because then people would be defaulted back to the utility. And that's, I would think, the last thing that you guys would want. You know, and I would think you wouldn't want that to happen, because then at that point in time, people would be scrambling. They would think, hey, what do we do now? You know, we're not in the program. So this is a way for you guys to proactively get ahead of this thing and at the same point in time secure a low rate.
This your card?
That's my, is it J-Cell?
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm sure the Civic Grant couldn't hurt. You know, I'm sure you guys could find something. You know, it'd be sizable as well. Do you know how many homes are in the area? In the unincorporated portions. We wouldn't touch all of the Kid Ron everywhere that's unincorporated.
I'm not sure.
Just a rough number. I mean, it's probably a couple thousand homes, maybe. 1,500, I would think.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, it's something that we'll actually get low data if you guys give us the go ahead to go and shop it. The suppliers pull low data from Ohio Edison. It's public record anyways, as part of the aggregation group through the PUCO. So we'll pull the low data and get all that information and then present pricing for you. And hey, we can do this price. We shop the price first with all the suppliers. We work with them. Basically all of them. We go out and shop the prices first, and then we say, hey, you know, what sort of a civic grant would you want on top of that? And then we would discuss that with you guys at that point in time.
So for you to start that ball rolling and start the shopping and presenting process, you said you don't need anything from us today?
No, I mean, it'd be nice to, you know, look you guys in the face and have you say, yeah, go do it. You know, and then come back.
Oh, you're here for a reason.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys give us the go-ahead, we will go out and shop it. Again, there's no cost, so it's not going to hurt you guys either way for us to go shop it for you. If you like what we come back with, yeah, we'll present an agreement, an executable agreement that you guys can then pass legislation on and act on if you want to.
Now, this aggregation is voted.
Correct.
So how does what you're proposing impact that?
It does not. No, it does not. I believe it was 2009. Does that sound correct? So 2009, you guys voted on it. You said, yes, we want this, right? First Energy's handled the aggregation for you. It's brought a savings. I don't think it's a great savings, being that it's a pretty small percent off of the price to compare. Being that the price to compare comes from a regulated utility, it's not as aggressive as pricing that you can get, especially now with the market as it is. You're gonna set the community up with a very strong rate, get a civic grant, and have people be able to get out of it at any time without having to pay like they do today. It's gonna be better all around.
So due to the market, you're saying it'd be advantageous for us to get something locked in sooner than that May of 18?
Oh yeah, that's why we're here, is to do something now. I mean, as soon as you guys feel comfortable with it. But with the market as it is like that, and the inverted market is something that doesn't stick around, you know, normally. It's an anomaly.
And how long would it take for you to get back with us? Like a month?
It'd be sooner than that. I mean, if you guys give us the go-ahead tomorrow morning, I'll send out to all our aggregation suppliers details and tell them to go pull load data from Ohio Edison. They pull load data. I think it takes like 3 to 5 business days for them to pull the load data, maybe a couple days for them to put together pricing. Do you guys meet twice a month?
Once
a month? All right, a month from now, we can be back up here with pricing, executable agreement, the whole thing. And we can get you guys details beforhand if you want, so that you could actually have a resolution or an ordinance legislation ready. So
I think I'll forward you their emails.
Okay.
And then you can just send it right to them too.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Please do. Yeah.
Give us some time to review it before the meeting.
Mm-hmm. So is this something we wanna proceed?
And then give all the figures here, and then we make up the mind here. So what we're looking at.
So do I have a motion to, is that a motion to have them look into it?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. We have a motion to have Aspen Energy start looking into our energy.
We still need another resolution to get into it.
Correct. Yeah, yes. You'll need another resolution. I'll get you. I can get a template resolution as well that you guys can review and see if you would like to use that. And then we'll get all of the information. We'll get references. We'll get a list of communities that we currently work with. So you guys can review that, and if you want, you can call people of the different communities, talk to them, and then we'll go from there and hopefully get something put in place that'll benefit the people here more than what you have now and be an improvement. And again, the grant will be nice. It'll be a chunk.
Do that a second.
I'll make a motion.
I didn't
know. We don't need to do a roll call for that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those saying, is that good enough?
Very good.
Getting started on it for
Thank
us.
Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. Hopefully, a month from now, we'll be back up here and hopefully we can get something put in place.
All right.
Thank you guys for the next
meeting. You make sure that the other areas or villages or whatever that you've been, you know, somewhat close here are attached in that email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I'll look and see exactly who we have in this area. I know there's several communities that we've done in this area. I just don't have the list off the top of my head. I didn't bring it. So I'll forward it to you, and you can always reach out to anybody from these communities and make sure that we do good work.
Yeah. And I'll email you when our next meeting is.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for the time. Yeah, we appreciate it and look forward to meeting again.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
I was talking to Kevin here the other day, and he said Henderson might have interest in taking the truck that we got here down to the OTA meeting in Columbus, and they would provide us with a truck and a plow and everything while they have our truck. So if that's something that
Who's taking it down there?
They are.
They are. Okay. They'll come pick it up.
They're going to do all the legwork.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll drop the truck off. And when they drop that truck off, they'll just take the other one back. So I'm sure they'll detail it, clean it all up, obviously, because they don't want it to look nice. But I don't know if that's something that they haven't said for sure either way. So
I don't see any problem with it then.
I don't see any problem with it either. So I don't know if we need to make a motion to approve that or not.
As long as they bring us something in to operate, not a piece of junk.
Well, I think, yeah. Ken said it would be a Volvo. That's what Ken said they were going to bring, so. But, so we want to, do we need to make a motion, Mel? Do you think we need a motion for that? Or?
Probably, he does say he probably would. They're responsibility for the liability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I would want to word that a little bit. Well, I guess make a motion to let Henderson. Truck body, I forget, equipment, whatever they are.
Henderson is the truck body.
Yeah.
Kenzel is the truck.
Well, it's gonna,
the truck itself.
The Hendersons are the ones that wanted
yep.
it.
Yeah, right.
So the Hendersons, that we let them take the truck down to the OTA meeting, but they'd be liable for any. Anything that would happen while it's in their care, while the truck is in their care, that they'd be liable for anything. Have a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, I gave you guys a copy of another grant that the Kittle Fire Department has brought to us to look at. I believe it was for turnout gear. Is that correct, Ron?
Three sets.
Three sets of turnout gear. So it looks like the total would be $8,031. Do you have any other questions or?
We got to sign and submit it ourselves, right?
We sign it and they submit it, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
We all need to sign one?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any other questions, Mel? No. All right. So, do I have a motion to apply for the 2017 Fire Department Individual Equipment Grant online application?
I so move.
I'll second it. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Who's saying? I talked to Don Grimes and Rob Neuschwander about considering putting a levy on for fire protection for the township to help fund it for the upcoming years. The board's okay with that. I'd like to invite them forward to actually talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to come forward, Don.
Right. Might want to bring a chair out.
This is what they spent last year. Their expenses were $966,224.15
for East Lane. Did I put where it was? Yeah.
And that probably included their staffing.
That includes their staffing.
You take the one truck off of there, is that the total? Correct. Take the grass truck off of there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a grass truck on there also, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's included in those figures.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly the total figure of what it was, but.
$150,000 or something.
Something like that. Do you have any idea, roughly, you thought there was about 70% of the calls were from Sugar Creek Township, including the village?
Approximately 70% of East Wayne's calls were in Sugar Creek Township, including the village of Dell. Mm-hmm.
Do you know about how much that would be that you guys would be looking for from the township to keep your staffing at the present rate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I've invited a fiscal officer, Farm Stall.
What's the question?
Do you know about what we need as a township to raise so we can look at what kind of millage we would need?
Well,
do you
want to,
how do you want me to break it down? Do you want to include staffing or not? Because our safer grant that pays for staffing is going to run out probably in
October. Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to have both ways. I mean, realistically.
How much does it cost per year to keep your staffing at the same level as it is now? Something like that.
It's I gave Matt an appropriations report at the end of last meeting. It's those, the first like five or six items there. The salaries are about 368.5. Social Security was 29,144. Medicare was 69.20. The big ticket item is workers' comp. It's 40, we paid 47,700 because firemen are the highest rated, they're high rated employees because of the nature of the business.
Actual salary, Jake, were 368,495.
Yeah, I see it now.
And in addition to that, the other employees.
Yeah.
Expenses we have are Social Security, Medicare, and workers' comp.
Plus there was an extra $20,000 spent on the EMS fund for salary. And that's only firefighters, that's not before. If you want me to get you some other numbers, I can. And if you want me to break it down differently, I can email it to you. That was to cover 24 hour staff and three people.
So does $450,000 sound about right for three people per year?
You're right in the ballpark,
yeah.
Right around in there.
And then approximately $350,000 to keep doors open, pay all the other expenses. One thing you need to consider when you think about putting on a levy, if East Wayne passes a levy and Sugar Creek Township passes a levy as it currently stands, all the residents of the village of Dalton would be paying both levies.
Now we can put a levy that excludes
yes, you can.
The village.
It's going to be unincorporated area of the township.
Do we know how many runs were in the unincorporated area?
No, I don't. I don't have any broken down. We can get them.
Okay, that'd be nice to know about what that would be. Since they're paying their own, we don't want to double tax them for that, so.
We finished year with 651 runs.
Yeah.
As a district.
Do you know what percentage you brought in on the, your soft billing?
EMS revenue was right at 147,000. That's just what we collected. There's always accounts receivable and write-offs. And
we did not break that down as a percentage.
No, that's actual cash.
But it carries over from year to year because, you know, some are 6 weeks as far as 6 months, and it's more than one. So
okay.
It's hard to break that down to a percentage of what was billed.
Yeah. Okay.
restricted fund. You can't just spend out of it for anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like your funds, your, you know, your road and bridge fund, you can't spend on certain items.
Mm-hmm.
The EMS fund is a restricted fund.
Right. Yeah.
So you can only spend for things that the state allows.
And soft billing all goes into the EMS fund?
Yeah.
Yes, has to.
Has
it
to.
Has to by state law, yes.
Okay.
Do you know what one mail will generate in the unincorporated area of Sheridan?
Not yet.
About 87,000.
Uh-huh.
87.
Generates in the whole township?
Including Dalton?
Yeah.
I don't have that right in front of me. Do you know right off the top of your head, Mitch?
Township, I thought it was like at 107. And I think that Dalton is somewhere around 42, 44.
I thought, I have that written down then.
If it's the same as one mill and road, the same as one mill road bridge and down, Garrett announced the one mill road bridge and down was like 40,700, doesn't it, over there?
Do you have any more questions right now?
Are we looking for a dollar amount from East Wayne and Kidron, or what are we doing?
Well, we need to find out what Kidron. I mean,
well, actually, didn't pay staffing, so Marty did a little bit. But we would be more interested in to replace the 35,000 plus a few of the additional expenses we had to incur dispatching.
So you'd be happy with around 70, is what you're saying?
60 to 70.
I was hoping to get something on, or possibly get something on in May, but I don't think that's a possibility with our timeline and having to get it in as early as we have to.
So,
So do we want to look to try to come to some kind of amount that we're looking for and then have Jarrah tell us what we need to get that amount, or do you want to look at it as a millage that we want to try to stay around and see what that would generate? Because well, I think we need to try to get the levy on and as soon as possible.
I don't think you'll get any ready enough for May election.
No, I don't think either.
I don't think it's even worth long trying. There's a lot of discussion that needs to be taken care of between us, the village, and East Wayne.
I'm not sure how to do a levy when East Wayne needs the amount of money they're needing and Kidder is at the amount they're needing. It's a spot where it's, how do you, I mean, we can't, one millage isn't going to work for everybody. So. So I guess, I don't know if you guys have any more questions for Rod and Don and Barb or not. We need to do some more looking into and finding out exactly.
I guess while you're right here, what would be an amount that you would think is fair to cover the northern part of the township, just the unincorporated part?
I can't give you that information, but it would have to be before any millage passed by the rest of these departments.
Say that again?
It would have to at least be equal to the same millage of any levy passed by the rest of the East Wing Fighters, which we haven't passed
right
yet, so.
All right. In 2017, at $35,000, are you going to be able to, you know, once your staffing runs out in September, whenever it's going to finally kick, are you going to be able to cover the township at that cost?
Our current chief says we will not be able to answer all our calls when staffing moves.
So what you're saying is in 2018, if we want to sign another contract, $35,000 is not going to cover the township,
correct,
the northern part.
Correct.
So could you get back with us to an amount that you would need? You're saying it would have to be close to what you were asking on the last levy that didn't pass?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And that can be for the coverage area that would be that you're covering at this present time. That would be the coverage area that the district is covering at the present time for the northern part, excluding the village.
Yes, you're asking complicated questions when you're saying excluding village or not excluding village. We run the district as the district.
Yeah, no, I understand.
We don't look at the figures and break them down by what happened inside down versus what happened.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
anything,
these costs are for that
we
time.
Can't, I can't commit anything without
area
talking to the board.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like you guys said, that you guys want to all sit down and have a discussion. Yeah, we'll sit down and have a discussion. I mean, you can't just come up with these figures right off the top of your head. So, I mean, we know what it costs a year to run the way we're currently running. But our SAFER grant's running out,
mm-hmm,
and it will not be renewed this year. So, sometime this fall, the staffing is going to end since the residents didn't pass a levy. So,
asking volunteers to cover
650
calls,
go back to volunteers,
is probably the reason
for the entire area, Bachman, the Northern County, Sugar Creek, and Dalton. So, later in the year, who knows what's coming.
So realistically, then we're looking to shoot for a levy in the fall. Since that's the deadlines are too close, I guess now. Can we just invite them? I mean, can we have something, a better idea by next meeting? As far as we could come a little more prepared with the right millages and what that would bring and have something to present both Kidron and East Wayne and see if they're in agreement. At least we're trying to stay a little more proactive about it and have them discuss it at the February meeting. Or do we want to set up a whole separate meeting with them?
You need to get some figures together, then sit down. Brown would be better off. One from each board, one from each fire department. Sit down at the table, discuss it before you come back to township meeting.
Well, I think we ought to shoot for the November election and not necessarily try to get it on this one. I'd rather take a little time and do it right than rush through it and not get it done the proper way. So.
Okay. So we can just invite them back and have a section in our meeting where we discuss that. And
do we want to do that in March? Push it back a month, make it March, and then give us a little more time to get numbers and get everything figured out.
That's fine, as long as we don't keep pushing it back and back, and then all of a sudden that's, we don't have anything decided, and that's, we're scrambling. But I'm fine with that.
Okay. I think we're, any other questions? Do you got any more? Thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate coming and talking to us. That's all I have. Well, we have run reports yet. Kidron's run reports. So this is for the end of last year, for December. Assuming that's what it's for.
Could be a love letter.
Yeah, it's December. It's December's. Looks like they had 23 total calls. 232 total calls for last year. I mean for December, Jake. 23?
Yep.
23.
Kidder.
Do you have anything else? No.
Can you get something from the planning committee?
Yeah.
there?
I don't know.
Somebody wants to divide a lot on Davis Road, you know, put in a flag lot.
Yeah.
The county has since early 2000s to abandon and not do any flag lots because of the party lines. And he still wants to do that, so he just want us, we don't have a vote, but we just either okay it or don't okay it. And I think the comes up in February, let's see here. February 8th is when the meeting is, and we have majority of new people on the planning commission. As far as I'm concerned, they should stick by their rules and not, if it's at all possible, not have any flag lots, because invariably, they plant trees and all fire equipment is bigger. And these rules were set up by the, with the blessing of the fire department. Because I know they set up cones and stuff at the fairgrounds, I believe, and ran some equipment. That's the planning commission people driving, and they found out pretty quick. So I can contact Betsy and tell her our feeling, but unless you want to, go ahead and make a difference.
We don't need a vote or anything.
No, no, that's just, they only do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense to me that we.
The department also got a letter.
Oh.
East Wayne did, because it's in Davis Road up here, right across from the church.
They won't be happy if they can't get anything back in their equipment wise, so.
Otherwise, that's it. I don't have anything else.
You don't have anything else?
No.
I'll take that right before back. I'll put it away. Do you have anything else, Gary?
No.
All right, well, I'm going to open it up to the public. There's nothing. I move that we adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Adjourn.